Welcome to Spirit Bound Podcast. I am your host, Kiari Page. Spirit Bound is creating a safe space for all to explore spirituality on their own terms. We are here to explore spirituality through past and shared experiences to empower limitless possibilities. Before we dive into each episode and to explore with our guests, maybe I should tell you a little bit about me. So I was raised in a religious household and went to Black churches back in my home country of America. And it was a journey because I grew up into this lifestyle. My great-grandmother was an evangelist, and I basically saw her in the pulpit every Sunday until her passing. And I remember just dressing up in these little white dresses. And growing up, I never understood why we had to go to church every Sunday, or why was Bible study important, or why did I have to participate in the choir. It was always difficult for me to be able to ask questions. If I asked, it was like, you just do it because it's tradition, is what we always do. And as a child, that's not really an answer. You know, it's like, oh, okay, great. And through my curiosity, I always got decline of an actual answer, or they would tell me to just read the Bible, or it's in the Bible, or this is what we are taught to do and to believe. I really started questioning, like, why do I have to be so perfect? How come I can't disagree with the preacher or the pastor that's telling me this is what I should do? And I just never felt like that was right. How can you pressure a child, you know, who doesn't fully get the concept, who doesn't understand, and is just simply wanting to know why? Just why? And then as I got older, I went into private schools. Now, private schools in America is based on Christianity based most of the time. There are schools that reflect Muslim, Jewish as well, but the ones I am familiar with are Christian schools. So I went to a Baptist school at their age, around the age of 7 or 8. And that's when my true journey began. So during my childhood and going through these Christian schools, I started to go through this process of why. Why is, you know, Christianity the main attraction, and that's what people tie to spirituality? How come we can't talk about Judaism? How come we can't talk about Muslim religions? How come we can't talk about, you know, more niche religions or things such as the FLDS or people who practice certain types of faiths and beliefs? And I started to question myself of if this really was how I wanted to be this teacher and healer and to educate people. So when I started questioning and not getting the answers, I got frustrated. I got angry. I got upset. And I started going through this emotional turmoil within myself that by the time I was 18 years old, I turned my back away from God. I completely stopped believing. And I didn't tell my family because, oh, if I told my family about my new revelation of life, honestly, I think they probably would have put some holy water on me or anoint me in oil and take me to the altar every Sunday. So I didn't tell them. I pretended to believe. I still went to church. I still put on this act, this image. And when I went away for college, it was the worst year of my life because I turned away, and that's when everything happened. This is when my mental health plummeted, when I didn't even know mental health was a thing because in my household, it wasn't ever talked about. And some people like to equate that to my religious faith. Some people like to equate that to, like, you know, my culture and where I grew up from, that like mental health was really not a thing. It is up to your own discretion. But I had depression. I was going through it. This was the time when I entered my first therapy session. And this is when I completely went suicidal. And I didn't know how to get out of this dark place. And I didn't know what was the problem at the time because, again, I turned my faith on God because I witnessed so much during my childhood through the church. And even in my own personal life, I was like, there's no way. There's no way God could love me and put me through all this hell. So I doubted. And then without getting the answers to my questions, I just completely turned away. So now you're probably wondering, how did I get myself out of being suicidal and finding my way back? One, I say lucky, blessed, powerful, encouraging sorority. And my sorority sisters really taught me a lot during this process. And it is a Christian organization. But my sorority sisters really helped me back. At the time, it may not seem like it because I was such a mess. I didn't know how to deal with my own mental health and I didn't know what was wrong with me. But they taught me to love God again. They taught me to trust their process. I started to believe again. I started to be happy again. Now, I'm not saying that I did not have my days and that my days overpowered the good that it was this organization. It took me a while to realize the value, and it took me to return home. And a lot of people in my life in that time period did not understand what was going on or did not understand me because I didn't even know what was going on with myself. I had all these emotions, and then I would go back and forth, be like, I'm lying, or this isn't true, or don't do that, don't contact my mom. Like, I was so scared because the image that I was built from childhood, the perfection, everything was crumbling. But I'm so glad it crumbled, because if it didn't crumble, I wouldn't realize that I dictate my relationship with God. I dictate my spirituality. But it doesn't mean that I don't have my doubts. It doesn't mean that I'm scared to be talking about tough issues or spirituality on this platform. So, what is spirit bound? Spirit bound is to inform and educate others on spirituality. I'm not here to dictate where or what one should be or what one should believe in. I'm not here to tell you this is the right thing to do or this is the right way to go. We are exploring this journey together. This is a safe space for you and I. Some days you'll be happy or relieved that someone is finally talking about these issues that you got on your heart as well, and you don't know what to do. Some days you may cry. Some days you may be so frustrated. Some days you just might want to scream. I just want to let you know that I'm here for you. The community is here for you. And even when you feel alone, you're not. Please take care of yourself, guys, and I will leave you with this quote. You have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher than your own soul. Welcome to the Spirit Bound family, and I cannot wait to share my experiences and my guest experiences. We will speak soon.